It's like when Survey used to put his finger in my ear. Like, I literally wanted to wail on the back of his head.
Yeah, I think now in court that will be ruled as manslaughter if people stick their finger in your ear and you get sick.
Worst way to contribute to pandemics. Fingers and ears. Chus, good morning.
Hey, man.
Hey, so I wanted to start this week with a little bit of follow-up from last week. We've gotten a few comments, despite we have not reached our old listenership, I guess I can say that, that we used to have. We've started actually having a few comments coming in. First comment I got was, my voice sounds more hoarse. So screw that comment. Several other comments that I got were interesting. So I think in the realm of this podcast, we talk a lot about obviously design technology and its influence on the world. And there's a lot going on at this moment. And Chus, both you and I oftentimes have very sort of, I'll say, aggressive tendencies towards setting goals for ourselves or towards creating things for ourselves or managing our time in certain ways. And what I've been hearing back from people, and this has been some parents and some other people, that obviously everybody in this situation is handling it in different ways. And I do want to say, like from our side, totally fine. You know, I know some people are more anxious in these situations. I know for parents, this is extremely hard. So I did want to follow up and just say that we are aware of other situations beyond ourselves. We are in a very lucky situation. And yeah, I just didn't want to discount that for all the stuff that we talk about. And we are going to talk about more things today that are going to seem a little bit, hey, let's do efficiency and go get stuff. I just simply wanted to add in that caveat as we got started.
Yeah, of course. It's we're not giving out life advice. We're trying to keep our business viable and our minds sane while doing our jobs to the best of our capabilities. And I think that's the topic of discussion mostly. Like, how do we get through this and how do we adapt to whatever the situation is right now and will be?
Yeah. So speaking of that leads right into what we wanted to talk about, which is there have been a series of articles or posts from different leaders. And two of them that caught my eye were one from India's Prime Minister Modi. And the second one was from Mark Andreessen of Andreessen Horowitz. And both of these focus on this idea of adaptability. I'll try to avoid saying efficient, even though it's one of my favorite words. But let me pull up the article here from Modi. So he talks about, you know, obviously these are difficult times. He's adapting just like everybody else. He's asking people to look at things like adaptability, inclusivity, opportunity, and just how to take this as an opportunity to try to see the best in it. Because there, you know, with the news that we are hit with and we are peppered with, clearly it's very easy not to see the best in it. It's very easy to be very concerned. And I think for a lot of people who are losing their jobs, that is a very real reality. But I just thought it was interesting coming from somebody who is leading a country of whatever, you know, 1.1, 1.3 billion people, trying to galvanize people towards thinking about the future. And Mark Andreessen's post was fairly similar, and it's called It's Time to Build. I would recommend both, you know, read both of these. The Modi post was on LinkedIn. And Andreessen's post talks about there are basically two ways we can look at what is happening at the moment. We can discuss it, especially in the U.S., in a very partisan way, or we can go out and try to do something about it. And so that's where I want to start today. Chus.
That's exactly why I use the word adapt. We can't have a conservative mindset about this and think, I wish it was all the same as before. It just simply won't be. We just got the news in the Netherlands that our sort of stay-at-home advice / intelligent lockdown, whatever, has been extended by another month. And we see that, like, traditional food companies here either right now go in delivery or takeout, or they fall over. And there's restaurants who are trying to reinvent themselves to, in a month when they might be allowed to open their doors again, they will just look completely different. They're redesigning their physical spaces. They're rethinking how their personnel actually serves people. And these are just becoming completely different businesses. They know the need for food is not going to go down. So they know there will be a need coming at the end of this. So how do they adapt? And I think that's the building mindset. Like, don't look at what you've lost. Look at what the current situation is and what you can make out of that.
Exactly. And yeah, again, notwithstanding the caveat we presented at the beginning of the podcast, I think the way that we're also looking at this from a studio point of view, how we work together and even how we present our services, right? We had a discussion yesterday on Slack that perhaps we need to alter or adjust how we're even selling some of our services, because what we sold at one point may not be as relevant as what we need to sell in 2 years, specifically around how do companies change and adjust based on market needs, based on what may happen. And this leads me back to a World Economic Forum post from years ago, and they do these every few years, where they talk about the top 10 skills looking forward. And a lot of these skills, which let's see here, we have critical thinking, we have tech savviness, adaptability and flexibility, creativity, emotional intelligence, cultural intelligence and diversity, leadership skills, judgment and complex decision-making, collaboration. I just read 9 out of the 10. The last one is data literacy. And what I find so, number one, exciting, number two, interesting, is most of those are things that we as designers try to embody. And so it feels maybe this is where we're in a super privileged position, because we look at these skills as something inherent to design, right? This critical thinking, this building products for everybody, therefore you need diversity and inclusivity. So that to me is what makes some of the things that we're looking at, avoiding the actual, getting sick part, but looking at this future, so exciting.
Yeah, and again, to go back to adaptability, that is key to creation of anything. You need to adapt to whatever the situation is that your product is for. And just in the same way as a design agency, we need to adapt to the company that we're working for. Every time we start a new project with a new company, there are new variables, there are new rules, there are new business purposes. We just need to adapt, figure out what that situation is, and make that work. In a way, we're always trying to make a puzzle piece that fits a puzzle that's already laid out.
I feel like tech companies, and this is where when I said design skills, I find these are like core tech company skills as well. And it seems like the big tech companies, whether that's Apple, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, all of these are adjusting pretty quick. It's the companies that, and I've had conversations with many, many companies over the last few weeks, and the companies that have been around for a very long time, and I'll say especially in the financial district, are really struggling to adapt. Right? They've done the same thing the same way for decades and decades and decades, and all of a sudden that has to change, and that's not an easy one. So if I go back to this idea of how companies might change or adjust, you do already see that, right? Facebook is launching a games platform. You see online games. You see Twitch streaming coming up. New York Times just had 2 articles on cam girls, which I thought was quite interesting for the New York Times to even publish something like that. But, obviously that I don't want to necessarily promote that. But I do think things like Twitch or online gaming or streaming services, there is so much opportunity here for people to grab. And that's where us as a design consultancy, I think, becomes, that's where we need to adapt how we think about, approaching clients, going after clients. Yeah, doing UI, everybody can do that, right? You don't necessarily need UI at this moment. What you need is good strategy about what's going on. You need research into what's happening with how people are thinking, feeling, acting, all of these things. So to me, that research strategy component becomes so much stronger for what we need to start presenting to our clients, not necessarily selling them on, hey, we can make your website better. Although that's never been really what we've been about.
I just hope we get projects where we can help the clients retain as much of their shape as possible. And adapt it so they can keep their employees and keep everybody paid. I hope we get to do innovative projects that actually save jobs and maybe even products that help create new jobs, because the companies that are still able to survive this will have to help the buildup of the companies that weren't able to survive this. And I hope that in some shape or form, we can help a little bit there.
That's a really good point, actually. I feel like so much of what is happening is this, I don't want to say nationalistic pride, certainly isn't the word that I'm looking for here, but what's the idea? Basically, it's like an every nation for themselves type of situation that we see growing, right? It's people are angry at China. People are angry at the US. Europe is, hey, here's what Germany's doing. Here's what Netherlands is doing. Here's what France is doing. And everybody has individual rhetoric, right? The French prime minister, there's a war on this. it seems like every time I listen to the Dutch news, despite I can't understand half of it, but it just seems like a very patient, this is happening, right? In the US, there's just discombobulation everywhere. So it's interesting to see, but to your point of people helping each other, help to build up each other, I do think it is important that companies that are coming out of this better look to see how they are creating new jobs, how they are creating new situations for employment or for enjoyment, whatever that may be. I think that's quite important that we don't just say, well, everything's gone and now there's only a subsection left. It's some things are gone and some things are being recreated.
Exactly. We will still need things. We will still need products. Maybe many of the tech businesses will have to focus on the more physical sector right now because there are lots of new needs have been created. If you look at e-commerce, you actually kind of see where the needs of people have moved over the past month or two. And my wife is actually researching this and she's seeing lots of weird increases in bread baking machines, yoga equipment, sports equipment.
Oh my God, everybody is doing bread.
Exactly. Jesus. So there, you just see that the market is moving into whatever the new focus is on. And I can imagine that all the examples I just mentioned are a typical Western affluent subset of that. But everything is going to move. Anybody who can predict where it's moving and starts a business there will actually thrive on this. People will not have less needs. People will have different needs.
And I would say it's not just about, you know, figuring out where things are going. It's the flexibility to say, I'm going to try this and then change course to this other thing over here should I need. And again, that goes back to how you run your business, how you run your company, how you're bringing people along with you.
We all need to adopt a startup mindset now where you need to pivot. And for bigger companies, it might seem scary to pivot a whole lot of people.
So to wrap this up a little bit, again, go and read those posts. It was a LinkedIn post from Modi, India's prime minister. The Andreessen post is called It's Time to Build. And then I would also encourage people to look up the World Economic Forum top 10 important job skills for the year 2020, right? Check those out. And I think if anybody, the people who listen to this podcast probably have somewhat similar mindsets to us. But if you are struggling, you know, the best that I can say is whatever your response to this is, it's okay. I tell the team that we have at the Amsterdam Studio the same thing. You know, if your response is anxiety or mourning or, you know, pushing yourself, whatever it is, it's okay. It's only 2 months into this for a lot of us in Europe. So I never want someone to beat themselves up if they're like, I'm not being efficient enough. And Gus, you talked about this in previous episodes as well.
Yeah, I definitely think that first priority is for everybody to find out how to be okay with this, then to see what they can pick up. But first priority is to feel okay and feel like you can actually contribute.
Well, I think that's time for us to wrap up. Any last words? Or are we good?
I'm very good.
Keeping it short today. Well, thank you so much, man, and talk to you very soon.
Bye, man.
Bye.
If you have a family and almost everybody in that family comes down with a sickness, doesn't matter whatever it is, that last person is the person who helps everybody through it. So whichever companies are standing still right now are the companies that are going to come out of this trying to build up new things. All the companies.
I really like that. I like that way of putting that. That's really nice.
Yeah, it's you just have to be the strong brother right now. And if you have a company that can somehow adapt to survive this, then you do need to help other people.